The question of what to do with a rainy Sunday is at least as old as Sundays, and possibly as old as rain. Marietta sat staring out her window, trying not to think about her bicycle, or her baseball mitt, or the fact that on a normal Sunday, she'd be riding one and carrying the other to the park for a game that would last all afternoon. But the rain was coming down hard enough to leave little holes in the dirt of the flower bed, and even Marietta's parents, who were normally quite reasonable about things like rain and mud and riding a bicycle no-handed, wouldn't let her out in rain that could leave dents in her head. She already played Monopoly with the cat, and won, as she almost normally did. She'd gotten the mud off her soccer cleats. She'd cleaned her bicycle and spoken soothingly to it. Thunder made it skittish. She held her puppy Bumble until a crash of thunder sent him scampering, tail between his legs, into the closet to hide from the monster. There wasn't anything else to do but stare out the window and sigh. And just sighing seemed like such a waste of her precious remaining weekend hours. It didn't help that she'd seen Billy down the block take off down the street on his new birthday bike. Rain or no rain, dented head notwithstanding, Billy got to do whatever he wanted and was king of his own Sunday afternoons, while Marietta was a prisoner of rain. That funny cat was on the fence again. He was sitting quite contentedly under the fat old oak tree whose branches grew so thick and heavy that little rain got through. He was staring at her again, so Marietta stared back. That occupied her for a while. "Marietta? In here, Mom." "What are you up to, sweetie?" Her mother poked her blonde head into Marietta's blue bedroom. "Daydreaming again?" "The cat's here again. I'm watching him. Something's very strange about that animal. He doesn't behave like other cats are supposed to." "So it's not a cat?" "Funny, it looks like one." "I know it looks like one, but it doesn't act like one. Last night it sang that aria that Dad likes, from Puccini. I'm sure of it." Marietta's mother laughed and sat next to her on the bed. "Cats rarely sing arias, in my experience, but that may be because I hang out with the wrong kinds of cats. Speaking of animals, where's Bumble?" Marietta pointed to her closet. The door was nearly closed, but her mother could see the tip of a quivering tail. "He doesn't like the thunder, so he stuck his head in the dirty laundry. He thinks if he can't see the monster can't see him." "Oh, poor little guy." "Oh, Marietta, Mrs. Franzard called. She says thank you again for babysitting last night, but would you please not tell little Jenny that her umbrella is really a bat that will fly away with her the next time it's opened? They nearly missed church this morning because Jenny refused to come out from under her bed." Marietta smiled, a little sheepishly. "Sorry. She takes everything so seriously. And remember when Charlie wouldn't sleep for weeks because he wanted to see his pillows dance at midnight? How are you going to pay for your college education with babysitting money if no one will ask you to babysit? The little kids love my stories. But their parents aren't so thrilled. Speaking of college educations, you might consider doing your homework if you're really terribly bored." "I did consider it, actually." "You might do more than consider it, then. How about that?" "I think the rain is slowing down," said Marietta, though she really didn't. And as she spoke the words, a loud crash of thunder startled the funny cat, and it toppled off the fence and out of sight. "Uh-oh, I'd better go make sure that cat's all right." "The cat is fine, Marietta. The fence is barely 3 feet high. Crack a book, and you'll see how quickly the afternoon will pass. Geography, perhaps?" Her mother rumpled her hair fondly, then left, quietly shutting the door behind her. Marietta dragged her geography book out from under her other school books and opened it. Geography was Marietta's worst subject. Maps made her impatient. Seeing all those exotic names made her so desperate to get out and see the real thing. Paper mountains and rivers made of squiggly blue lines and forests that were nothing more than great green swaths of ink on paper. These were no more real life than Sunday cartoons were real people. Billy likes geography, Marietta thought. Billy gets A's on every test. He can find every stupid wandering river, every fat clumsy mountain, every heaving, burping volcano. Enough. Marietta slammed the book shut and stared fiercely out the window again. The cat, now thoroughly soaked and bedraggled and cross, staggered back up the fence and plumped down under the oak tree. The cat had been visiting Marietta every day for nearly a week now, and Marietta had left food and water out for it, and wondered where it lived, and why it chose their yard to hang out in. It was an odd animal, and did things that weren't quite cat-like. Marietta decided it would be sort of like a science project if she were to sit in this window and study that cat. She made herself comfortable there in her rainy window and prepared for a long afternoon.